Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, you welcome some visitors over to the Adler Saturday to a brand new exhibit called A Journey with Jim Lovell. Tell everybody what that's all about.
Well, the Adler's got a new theme now. They're going to be the premier science center, and I had a lot of artifacts in my house, and I thought it would be a good idea to let everybody see them. And so we got together, and they have started up a new theme, going to the moon, shoot for the moon. And on the 9th, we went down there, it was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
A bunch of people came in, lots of kids came in, and they started up this exhibit showing how I came from a small kid, yearning about going to the moon and rockets and things like that, and how I was disappointed not to get in the space program the first time, and finally working our way up to the Gemini flights. And that's what the first phase is right now.
I think one of the things that intrigued me the most about it, included in this exhibit, is an actual letter that you got from, what was it, the American Rocket Society?
That's right. In 1946, when I was in high school, I wrote to the American Rocket Society saying that I wanted to become a rocket engineer, and they wrote back, and said, I've studied thermodynamics and mechanics and, math and things like that, and those who are prepared, the opportunity will come.
Little did they know they were talking to a future spaceman. How much stuff did you have in your basement, and what was that like? Did NASA just let you have a lot of stuff?
Well, no, most of the stuff that I have was sort of personal things.
Okay.
That I had a lot of the flight manuals that we used in our space flights, and I've just kept those. As a matter of fact, one of the premier exhibits down there is the Apollo 8 flight manual. On the last pages was the first 10 the Genesis, and that's where we read from on Apollo 8.
Wow, so that's actual right there, and you can see all that.
You can see all that right there.
Very cool.
And we got the Gemini 12 spacecraft back. It's really well received.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I got to get down there and see all that stuff. Now there's a second part to this that's going to open up later, right?
That's right. This is the first phase. It goes through my childhood up through the Gemini 12 flight, all of what we did in those days. And then the second phase will be actually going to the moon. And hopefully everything will be done around November. And in November 9th, I believe it's going to be, we're going to have a great celebration. That's going to be the 40th anniversary of the Gemini 12 flight. I'm trying to get Buzz Aldrin down here. Maybe we can get other people.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have a really good blowout.
That'd be very cool. The Adler has, and you got to tip your hat to the Adler for doing, and you too, for opening up your personal memoirs and things like that, some artifacts. But the Adler is really going after kids, aren't they?
That's right. This is actually their main mission is, education, especially in the sciences. And so this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the inspiration to the young kids coming through so that when later on they have that inspiration, they say, hey, that's what I want to do, or, here's where my career lies.
The matter of fact, I just got a note handed to me right now that the two astronauts aboard the International Space Station shuttle, it's combined up there now, they just began the second of two spacewalks. Do you still pay attention to it closely when they're up there?
Well, whenever I can, I certainly do, and I'm certainly glad that flight went. I was disappointed that it took so long from the first, recovery flight after the Columbia accident to have the second one up there.
I remember sitting at a table with you and your wife and Walt Cunningham, and matter of fact, he was a keynote speaker one night at a function we were at, and he made this address to everyone about the fact that space is, well, it's a dangerous business. I mean, there's no guarantees, but we're getting to the point to where we almost have to have not 100% certain guarantees that everything's going to be okay, but close to it. He says, the people got in this business, they know what they're doing, they got into it, and they knew it was risky. Are we being just way too critical right now, way too cautious?
Well, that's sort of my opinion, is that we're risk averse now. You know, we're afraid of another accident. But you know, everything in life is risky, and of course, space flight is probably the epitome of it. But if we want to succeed, and we all think in the program that the rewards are well worth the risk.
At any time when you were sitting on top of a rocket, and you're down there within 30 seconds of a liftoff, and you know this is it. I mean, I'm going now. At any time, did you ever think that I may not come back?
No, I never did. I always had to think positive. If I was thinking negative that I might not come back, I probably wouldn't be sitting there.
Interesting. It's called A Journey with Jim Lovell. It's at the Adler. You will enjoy this. And when part two opens up, go see part one, go see part two. It's a lot of fun. And we'll see you up at the restaurant some night, huh? There's some memorabilia up there, too, huh?
We still have memorabilia up at the restaurant. The Adler didn't take them all, but I'm really thrilled with what the Adler is doing right now. And the journey with me is something I wish all the young kids around here, especially, will go see, and maybe they'll get a little inspiration.
Got it. Mr. Lovell, always a pleasure speaking with you. We'll see you soon.
Take care, Spike.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.